好，各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
好吧，我们今天低头有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, thank you.
谢谢你给我们一些特别的机会啊，让我们经历你实在是我们软弱中的刚强。
Thank you for giving us these special opportunities that we may experience that you are our strength when we are weak.
让我们来经历你实在是藏在我们这个瓦池里的宝贝。
That you are truly the treasure in these earthen vessels.
主啊，我们把接下来的时间完完全全交在你的手中。
Lord, we want to commit the following time completely into your hands.
主啊，巴不得你亲自来对我们说话。
We pray that you yourself will come and speak to us.
当我们读你圣经的话语的时候，你让这些话对我们来讲是发光的。
And when we come to your words, we pray that they truly will illuminate us.
并且圣灵使用这些的话来对我每一个人的心说话。
The Holy Spirit will use these words to speak to each and every one of our hearts.
祝福我们整一个的聚会。
Bless this entire time.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 上礼拜我们分享到关于第一代基督徒和第二代基督徒的一些可能，特别是第二代基督徒一些共同的特征。
We talked about some of the characteristics, things that we share as those who are second generation Christians.
我们有分享到可能很多第一代的基督徒羡慕第二代的基督徒有从小在教会里面成长。
We talk about the fact that the first generation Christians, they admire the fact that the second generation Christians had the opportunity to grow up in the house of God.
他们从小有机会接受圣经系统的教育。
They systematically went through the teaching of the Bible.
他们也受保护可以少走一些的弯路。
And they're protected to make less mistakes.
但是其实我想说，不管是第一代也好，第二代也好，那我们每一个人，其实我们的自己主观的选择才是最决定的一个因素。
Regardless of whether we are first generation or second generation Christians, I think our personal choices are the key elements in how we are.
在圣经当中，列王时代的时候，我不知道大家有没有注意到，那些好王可能生出恶王，恶王也可能生出好王。
And I don't know if you discovered in the times of the kings, at least this was recorded,that there are those who are good kings that have descendants that are evil kings, and vice versa.
所以就让我想到，其实在教育这件事情上面，原谅我这样讲，我们老师是很无力的，父母亲也是很无力的。
And forgive me for saying this, but we discover that oftentimes those who are teachers and who are parents, we often feel helpless.
一方面来讲，是扮演的很重要的角色，但是最主要的一个发展的方向其实是每一个孩子每一个人自己需要来决定的。
On the one hand, the parents and the teachers hold a very important position, but each child, they need to make those important decisions themselves.
所以这也是为什么当我们将来要面对神审判的时候，圣经说我们每一个人是单独来面对神的审判，而我们没有任何的借口来怪罪所有的客观原因。
Therefore, when we are to stand before the judgment throne of Christ,we are standing before him individually, and we cannot lean on anybody.
在那一天的时候，我们不能怪说我的原生家庭怎么样。
And I cannot blame the fact that my family origin was such and such.
或者说我所住的学校，我周围的朋友怎么样。
Or my school, the friends that I have around me, they're such and such.
我们每一个人要对自己我们的决定负责任。
And we need to be responsible for the decisions that we have made ourselves.
在路加福音十九章，我们很熟悉有个撒该的故事。
In Luke chapter 19, we know there's a story of Zacchaeus.
有一个小的细节，我那天读的时候，我觉得很有趣。
There was a small detail that, as I was reading it, I found it was very interesting.
那天撒该想要看耶稣，他看不到，有两个原因。
Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He couldn't see Jesus for two reasons.
第一个原因说，圣经如果我们读的话，发现说只因人多。
And the very first reason was that there was a big multitude. There was a very large crowd.
第二个原因
And the second reason,
圣经说因为他的身量又矮
because he was short.
所以第一个是客观原因
And the very first reason was something that was very subjective.
第二个原因是主观的原因
I'm sorry. First reason was very objective. The second reason was very subjective.
所以客观原因跟主观原因用在撒该这件事情上面大家觉得他看不到耶稣
And so when we look at this perspective, Zacchaeus' perspective of not being able to see Jesus,
哪一个是决定性的因素
？Which one is the element that decided the fact that he couldn't see Jesus？
我们想，如果他的身高像姚明一样的话，不管人多多，其实对他都没有影响。
We trust that if his height, his stature was like Yao Ming, that doesn't matter how great the crowd, he would be able to see Jesus, right？
所以今天我们做 读书的时候我们每次考试成绩差妈父母亲怪我们的时候我们总是会有一个原因说考试太难了。
And oftentimes we don't do so well in our exams and our parents come down on us and say, how come you didn't do so well? And our excuse is always, the test is too hard.
或者说老师教的不好。
Or I have a very, very lousy instructor.
但其实我们内心知道这不都是借口。
But we know in our hearts that these are all excuses.
所以在我们人生的道路上其实也是一样。
As in the path of life, it is exactly the same.
我们每一个人要对自己的选择来负责任。
We all need to be responsible for the choices that we've made.
我们一起来读几节的圣经是在列王记上第十一章第四节。
First King chapter 11 verse 4.
我们这里要看到一个人他可以说是很典型的第二代的一个第二代。
We're going to look at a character, he is a standard typical model of those who are considered second generation Christians.
我们可以一起来读一下第四节跟第六节。
Verse 4 and verse 6 of chapter 11, let's read it together.
我们一起读中文英文我们一起读。
Chinese or English, let's read it together.
所罗门年老的时候他的妃嫔诱惑他的心去随从别神不效法他父亲大卫诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事不效法他父亲大卫专心顺从耶和华。当我们提到所罗门这个名字的时候，我不知道你的感受如何。
And when we make mention of the name Solomon, I don't know how do you feel.
我一听到他的名字，我就觉得很可惜。
And every time I hear this name, I feel that, what a great loss.
就像这节圣经描述的一样，他就是晚节不保。
Just like the scripture described that in the latter days of his life, he did not hold fast.
所以在这节圣经中，让我们看到。你会发现在所罗门身上他即使一生我们好像在人看来都活得很成功也很敬畏神但是当他年老的时候他却走了一条不一样的路。
So we see that in his life, it seems like all the days he walked a very steady path, but when he came to his, when he was advanced in age, he took a different path, a different turn.
你会发现其实当我们如果我们的每一个人生我们的属灵的生命如果有一些非常重要的问题的话其实迟早有一天这些问题会暴露出来。
And you'll discover that if there is an inherent error or a problem within our spiritual life, sooner or later those problems will be exposed.
即使像所罗门他一生似乎都这么成功但是到他年老的时候他同样在这件事情上面他跌倒了。
Just like Solomon, he was very successful all his life, but he came to the point he had fallen.
表面上看好像客观的原因他可以说是他的妃嫔诱惑他的心去随从别神。
Objectively, from outwardly, you see that it is because of his wives that hath led him to worship other gods.
但其实最重要的原因我们会发现因为他不效法他父亲大卫诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。
But you know the key problem as it's described in scripture is that he was not loyal as his father David was toward the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹如果我们的属灵的生命中有一些非常明显的我们自己所知道的问题的话迟早有一天这个问题会成为我们的一个捆绑它会抓住我们。
And if we know that there's a problem in our spiritual life, sooner or later these are the things that's going to be a snare to us.
我们祷告的时候我们常常愿意一种祷告说主啊求你光照我隐而未现的罪。
And a lot of time when we pray, we ask the Lord, reveal to me those sins that are hidden.
我那天正在祷告到这句话的时候我突然被提醒其实在我们的生命中这句祷告其实还不需要这么快因为我们有太多的事情神已经提醒我们不知道多少次了但是我们从来没有去对付它。
A lot of time, I came to the point when I was praying this particular phrase, I come to discover that it wasn't so much that God needed to reveal something that is hidden, but there are so many things that God has already revealed that I haven't dealt with yet.
很多的事情在这些事情上我们一次又一次的跌倒但是我们却不肯起来对付这些事情。
And we discover that there are many issues in our lives that time and time again we fall on the same issues but we're not willing to rise up to face them.
在出埃及记第八章我们看到那天法老他们因为他们不让以色列人出去他们就经历了十个灾难。
Exodus chapter 8, we discover that Pharaoh, because he was unwilling to let the Israelite people go to worship God, so they came under the 10 plagues.
所以其中一个灾害就是青蛙的灾害。
And one of which is when the frogs had invaded the land.
整一个国家包括从百姓到那个法老他们都没有办法生活了。
The entire nation, from the peasants all the way up to Pharaoh, no one can continue the daily living.
所以他们就请求摩西说 我让你们去，你把这个灾祸给我拿走。
And so Pharaoh says, I will let the people go and go and inquire of the Lord that this plague would be removed.
但是这里看到有一件很有意思的事，摩西问他说，那你要我什么时候把这些青蛙赶走？
And so Moses asked them, when do you want me to drive these frogs away?
法老怎么说？
What did Pharaoh say?
法老说明天。
Pharaoh says, tomorrow.
我当时第一次，那天我注意到这个点的时候，我就觉得这个人笨死了。
And then when I came to these verses, I said, this man is really, really dumb.
如果我们牙痛痛到不行，我们怎么可能说明天再好？ And 我们当然希望现在就好。
We have such toothache, and with our wish to say when will it be better, of course we said immediately right now, right?
如果我们身体有任何的疾病，我们都巴不得它现在就好，而不是等到明天。
And if we have any infirmities, our desire and our wish is that I would be well right now, not wait till tomorrow.
但是其实在我们的属灵上我们常常如此。
But in our spiritual walk, we are often this way.
常常一些属灵上的疾病让我们已经受苦的不行了，但是我们还是觉得说明天再说吧。
A lot of spiritual diseases, we're in dread, we're suffering from it, yet our heart says, let's deal with it tomorrow.
就像很多的年轻人，现在的年轻人，我不知道在英文世界，英文里面是不是也有很多的中文的年轻人？我发现这个拖延症好像已经不再是一件感到很羞耻的事情，而且觉得每个人都觉得我有拖延症。
And I discovered that in this generation, rather than English and Chinese, I certainly discovered among those who are Chinese speaking that when we have this issue of procrastination, it's no longer something that we're ashamed of. It's just like it's very common. Everyone has it.
我们总是要到期末的时候才开始复习。
We start reviewing our work all the way till the final time.
我们总是要到 due date 到的时候，我们再开始写我们的功课。
Right when some of the due days is right around the corner, then we start doing our assignments.
所以那天我在网上读到一句话很有意思。
So I came to this phrase online, and I thought it was very interesting.
他说：“不要以为你有拖延症，其实你就是懒。
”Do not think that you have an issue of procrastination. In reality, you're lazy.
不要以为你是一个美食控，其实你就是嘴巴馋。
Do not think that you enjoy good food, but you are actually very... Christine, what's the word? You just love to eat.
Good, good. 其实你会发现我们每个人都很会替自己找借口。
You find that we often find excuses for ourselves.
在我们的属灵的事上，我们常常拖延，我们常常找借口。
And our spiritual issues, we often delay and we procrastinate. We look for reasons.
直到有一天，我们会发现，可能我们就跟像所罗门一样，一拖一拖，你会发现他一直有这一个问题。但是到他年老的时候，这个问题最终捆绑住了他。
Just like Solomon discovered that when we prolong, we wait, finally it came to the day that this problem has seized them.
所以其实在我们年轻的时候，我觉得对父母亲来讲，也许是点安慰。如果我们在年轻的时候就发现我们的孩子或者老师发现自己的学生有一些问题，某种程度上是好事情。
So this is the word of comfort for those of us who are parents, who are teachers, that when we discover in our youth and our kids a problem early on in their life, this is actually something that could be very positive.
其实越早的显露，让我们越有机会来改变它。
The sooner these things are revealed, the more opportunities that we have to change those things.
所以这是所罗门他在年老的时候，我们看到他做了这么样一个很可惜的选择。
And we see that Solomon in the latter days of his life, he made a tragic choice.
但是其实这后面的深层次的原因其实是不是当时的选择，而是他一直在他里面的问题。
But we can see that it wasn't a choice at the moment, but it was something that was brewing inside of him.
并且圣经中很有意思的特别提到是说两次提到他不效法他的父亲大卫。
And twice the scripture said very clearly that he was not like his father David.
我觉得这方面我自己的领会，我觉得关于榜样的问题，有时候我觉得作为父母亲，作为年轻人，我们需要平衡来看。
And I think that we need to look at this issue in a very balanced way for those who are kids and those who are parents.
一方面来讲，榜样确实太重要了。
On the one hand, having a good example is utmost important.
就像他们说小孩子学讲话其实是模仿学来的。
And kids, when they learn how to speak, they're actually imitating the noise that you're making.
你会发现在很多年轻人他们穿什么，他们怎么打扮，怎么弄头发，其实都是模仿他们所喜欢的那些的明星。
And you discover young people, how they dress themselves, how they put makeup on and whatnot. They're imitating those stars that they admire, they look after.
所以对于年轻人来讲，如果父母亲能够成为他们的榜样，这实在是一件重要的事情。
So young people, if the, our parents could be our example, this is something that is utmost important in our lives.
我读到过一个，应该是个笑话。
And I read this particular humorous story.
有一个父亲那天在责备他的孩子。
One day a father, he was scolding his child.
他对他的孩子说，你看隔壁的小明同样是13岁的孩子，为什么人家会做家务，人家成绩又好，为什么你都不行？
So he scolded his child. He says, the child next door is also 13 years old. He helps out at home. He does, his grades are very good. How come yours is not?
Young people, 是不是很 similar? 我们经常听到这样类似的。
Young people, do you hear these words often?
然后那天那个小孩子对他的父亲说，爸爸你看电视。
So that day, the child said to his dad, Dad, you watch TV.
他爸爸说，我正在教训你，要我看什么电视。
And he says, I'm just disciplining you right now. Why do you want me to watch TV?
他儿子说，你就看嘛，你看电视上是谁。
Just watch TV. Who's on TV right now?
他爸爸一看说，不就是克林顿吗？
Isn't it Clinton?
Yes. Yeah. 然后他的儿子就说，爸爸，同样是四十几岁的人，人家已经当总统了，但是你确实还是一事无成。
And he said to his father, this man is also in his 40s, and he's a president now, yet you don't have a position like him.
所以希望年轻人回到家里不要用这个来对付你的父母亲。
So young people, this is not a word of argument, a strategy that I'm providing for you when you're arguing with your parents.
但是父母亲，我们一方面是榜样，很重要，另一方面来讲，可能比较也不是太好的一件事情。
But mom and dad, at the same time, though, yes, examples are very important. But to compare our child with others is not also the best means.
但是另一方面来讲，我会觉得说，我们父母亲其实不可能是完全的。
But at the same time, I would say that we as parents, we know we're not perfect.
老师也不可能是完全。
And it's impossible for our teachers to be completely perfect.
就像我刚才提到的，其实客观的原因都是次要的，主观的选择才是最重要的。
And just like I mentioned earlier, all these objective reasons, they are important, but the most important is our subjective choices.
所以我们会发现，在圣经当中，让我们看到所罗门这个人的时候，其实我们会发现他后面有一些的原因导致了他年老时候的选择。
So we see very clearly in the scriptures again that Solomon made the choice that he made in his latter days because of things and issues that were in his life.
而且我们要找到这个根本的原因。
And we need to find the root cause of these problems.
我们知道越接近那个源头的，往往是越找到源头的，往往是越智慧的一个发现。
And the sooner we find the root cause and the reason behind the problems, it is a wise discovery.
就像如果一棵树上掉下一个苹果。
Just like if you were to walk to a tree and what falls from the tree is an apple.
如果砸在一头猪的身上，它把苹果吃了，它可能就地上到处拱来拱去找哪里还有第二个苹果。
A swine will walk underneath it, the apple may fall on him. He turns to eat the apple, he'll go and look around and look for apples.
果然那个其实我是翻译。
He indeed is the speaker.
然后你会发现，如果这个苹果是砸在一个我们这样人的身上，我们吃了这个苹果，我们还会去树上去找这个苹果，找其他的苹果。
As a person, when the same apple falls on us, we will look up to the tree to look for an apple.
但那一天，这个苹果砸在牛顿的身上。
But that day, this apple fell on a person by the name of Newton.
他发现了万有引力。
And he discovered the force of gravity.
所以你会发现，越接近源头是越有智慧的。
The one that's closer to the source certainly described the man having greater wisdom.
在我们每一个年轻人身上可能有这样那样的问题。
And on all the young people, maybe we have this problem or that problem.
其实那天克国弟兄说，他说他虽然不是第二代的基督徒，但是他觉得自己也有第二代综合症。
There was a brother that said that though I am not a second generation Christian, but I discovered the same problem that occurred among the second generation Christians.
其实我觉得对我们每一个人来讲，其实很多的时候我们问题的根源其实有的时候是类似的。
And I would say that for all of us, regardless of where we come from, the source of our problems are all the same.
就像所罗门一样，他的问题是跟神之间的关系。
Just like Solomon, the problem is comes from the fact that he has an issue with his relationship with God.
就像我们上个礼拜读的路加福音第十五章，那个大儿子他的表现，所有的问题的关键是他与他父亲的关系。
Just as we shared last week of the prodigal son story,The oldest son, the problem that was with him is his relationship with his father.
可能特别在我们教会讲到与神的关系，可能原谅我说我们已经这样的道已经不知道听了多少遍了。
Forgive me for saying this. I think if you are raised in this church, you hear these messages regarding our relationship with God and its importance many, many times.
但太多的时候我们听了我们不一定真的知道，或者我们不一听了不一定真的去行。
But many times we hear these messages, we don't truly understand, or we don't really put those things that we've heard to practice.
在这个故事当中，其实我们上次在 outline 中也有讲到，有几个很明显的对比。
And in these the stories we mentioned last week, that there are very a lot of very important contrasts in the story.
特别是他儿子跟父亲的对话中，其实都是好像是一一对应的。
Just like the dialogue between the father and the son, these contrasts are one-to-one.
他儿子说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命。
The son says, I've served you for so many years, and I was never disobedient to your commands.
所以他父亲的回答是说，儿啊，你常和我同在。
Yet the father's response was, son, you've always been with me.
他儿子接下来说，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
And then the son says, you did not give me a lamb that I may rejoice with my friends.
但是父亲却说，我一切所有的都是你的。
But yet the father replies, all that I have, they are yours.
他儿子说，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业。
But the older son says, this son of yours, referring to the younger one, has consumed your possessions.
但是父亲却说，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的。
But yet the father replied and said, your brother was lost. He was dead and lost, but now he's made alive and he's found.
他大儿子最后说，这个儿子，他小儿子，他兄弟一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊，表现他的气愤，他觉得不应该这样子。
And this older son says, as soon as he returns, you kill the fatted calf, and he was angry that his father did that. It's as if he's not supposed to have done that.
但是父亲却说，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Yet the father replies, it is right for us to rejoice.
你会发现其实每一个点似乎都是两个父亲跟儿子的关系都是相反的。
And you discover that the perspective of the father and the son, the points that they see seems to be contrary to one another.
其实这一个观点的相反的背后是他大儿子与父亲那一个不正常的关系。
And the key issue lies with the fact that the son, this older son, did not have a healthy relationship with his father.
他大儿子第一句话他就说，他在乎的是，他特别在他父亲标榜的是他的服侍和他没有违背父亲的命令。
And his the son saw the fact that what he is very good at was the fact that he was not disobedient to the father, and he served the father.
他在乎他外面做的事情，他在乎他遵守了外面很多的规条。
He cares about the things that he's done. He cares about all the rules and regulations that he's followed.
其实我想说，其实这些问题常常也是我们的问题。
And I think oftentimes these issues are our problems.
今天我们可能很注重我们外面的服事，外面的表现。
And perhaps we focus very much on our services and how we are viewed outwardly.
所以就像这个地上的公司，其实很多世俗的观念一不小心就会影响我们。
And a lot of times, the worldly concept easily influences us.
一般的公司里面如何评判一个员工怎么样？
How does a typical company evaluate their workers?
他们就有一个中国叫绩效的考核。
They have a performance review.
就是在乎你的表现到底如何。
They care about your performances.
在学校里面其实也差不多，我们的成绩如何，我们的表现如何。
And our schools were measured by our grades.
其实整一个外面你跟交朋友，其实人在乎的也是你外面的表现如何，你有什么。
A lot of times, the friends that we possess, they care about what we have outwardly as well.
所以我们把这样的观念不知不觉我们带到了教会里面。
So unknowingly, we took these concepts and we brought these concepts into the house of the Lord.
我们不仅这样评判别人，我们也这样评判我们自己。
Not only do we evaluate others the same way, we evaluate ourselves the same way.
我们感觉说只有表现得好才能够被接纳，表现得好才能够得到爱。
And we think that if our performances are good, we will receive love, we'll receive acceptance.
所以其实我们常常落到一个光景，其实我不知道第二代的基督徒是不是很多的有与我类似的经历，就觉得我们好像常常是活在别人的眼光中，活在别人的期待中。
And I don't know if a lot of the second generation Christians, do you feel that oftentimes you're under the microscope of other people who are always watching you?
我们好像觉得我没有办法做真正的自我。
I feel like I can't be myself, I'm not free.
我印象很深，小时候 我写给我父亲一封信。
I was very vivid in my mind that when I was young, I wrote a letter to my dad.
我忘记了，不知道做了什么事情，我得罪了他。
I cannot remember what that I did, to offend him.
那一天，我信上面有几句话，我到现在一直记得。
There's some of these, some of the phrases or the words of those that letter I still remember today.
我跟我爸爸说，我说我永远可能没有办法像你这样来服侍神。
And I said to my dad, Dad, I probably will never be able to serve God the way you're serving God right now.
也可能没有办法像你这样来祝福别人。
And maybe I don't have the capacity to bless others the way you're blessing others.
所以我对自己的要求就是我不要拖你的后腿。
And so my only requirement of myself is not to slow you down.
这封信我一直记得。
And I remember what I wrote.
但是其实在表面上来看好像还蛮伟大的。
And on the surface, these words seem like they're very bold and great words.
但其实这不是神要我们每一个基督徒在神家里的一个态度。
And this is not the attitude God desires of the children that he possesses in his house.
其实我们每一个人在神的家中，我们不应该是活在别人的期待中，或者活在人的眼光中，我们应该单单来讨神的喜悦。
And we shouldn't live in the expectations of others and the pleasures of others, but we should only delight in the delight of the Lord himself.
但是原谅我说，可能因为各方面的原因，整一个的氛围或者气氛或者那种环境给我们的压力，包括我们自己接受的一些外面的观念，我们很自动的就表现的就是那种在乎我们外面的我们的 performance.
But I say that because of our influences and the culture and the things that are moving around us, we very easily fall into the snare of caring about our performances.
所以求神帮助我们来改变转我们的观念。
So we ask the Lord to change our mindset.
所以父亲就提醒他说，不是雇工，不是奴仆，是儿子。
And so the father reminds his son, you are not a slave, you are a son.
儿子不管他的表现如何，父母亲都爱他。
You are my son, it doesn't matter what you do, I love you.
而且在我们每一个人的经历当中，其实我们都知道，我们即使得罪了我们的父母亲，但是过后我们知道当时可能父母亲对我们生气，但是我们知道他的爱对我们的爱是不会改变。
We know in our own experiences that when we offend our parents, at the very moment they may seem to be angry with us, but we know that their love for us will never change.
我们不需要来用我们的表现才能够来赢得这一个。
We don't need to go and win their love out of the performances that we do.
其实我们在神的家中，我们跟神的关系应该是这样。
In God's house, our relationship with God should be exactly the same way.
不是说我们不注重我们的外面的，不注重我们的服事。
It is not to say that we don't care about what we do or our services.
而是我们重视里面的，应该注重超过重视我们外面的。
But what we care about inwardly should surpass what we care about on the outside.
有的时候，其实我们不管是读经、我们祷告、我们的服事、我们在教会中与人的交往，其实我们都应该求神除去我们那种在乎那种我们那种 performance review 那种的心态。
And I pray that in our prayers and in our devotion and our reading of the words, interaction with one another, we don't have this mindset of that I'm always under this performance review.
所以求神帮助我们不要像法利赛人一样，他们外面跟里面是完全不一样的。
And may the Lord help us that we are not inconsistent like the Pharisees, that what they are on the outside, what they are on the inside is not the same.
我听过一个小故事。
And I heard the story once.
有一个人他很希望他自己很爱主。
And there's a person that he really longs to love the Lord.
所以他也真的用各种方式来爱主。
And he tried to love the Lord with all manners and all means possible.
所以他因为是古代，所以他是骑马的。
And so this is of time past, and it was time where the transportation was still with horses.
所以一般的骑马的指挥跑就是驾，然后停就是御，我不知道英文是什么。
So typically when they ride a horse, they either tell it to giddy up and go, or tell them to stop.
但是他想把他这件事情也变得属灵一点。
And he wants to spiritualize this a little bit.
所以他呢，训练他的马，他一说哈利路亚，这马就停下来了。
So he wanted to use a different command. So when he says hallelujah, the horse would stop.
当他说感谢主，这个马就开始跑了。
And when he says praise the Lord, the horse will start running.
这是马也真的被他训练得很好。
And this is a very intelligent horse, is very well trained.
所以有一天他就骑着马在路上走。
So he was riding his horse on the street one day.
因为他太累了，加上一颠一颠的呢，他在马上就开始就打瞌睡了。
And so as the horse was going up and down, and he was fatigued, he fell asleep.
所以等他到迷迷糊糊睁开眼睛的时候，他发现这个马是在往悬崖边走。
And so when he came to He started opening his eyes, and he discovered his horse was walking toward a cliff.
而且已经离悬崖已经很近了。
And it was getting very, very close.
所以他连忙醒来，对马喊着说：“哈利路亚！”
So he woke up immediately and he said, "Hallelujah!"
等到这个马停下来的时候，这个马的前脚已经在这个悬崖的边上。
The moment the horse heard the command, he came to a stop right at the edge of the cliff.
所以他长舒一口气说：“感谢主。”
So he took a long breath. He says, "Praise the Lord."
所以你们知道什么事情发生
？So you know the end of the story, right?
这好像是一个小小的一个笑话一样。
This seems to be a very humorous joke.
但是求神帮助我们，当我们在追求属灵的事物的时候，其实外面的真的是远远次于我们里面的。
And so again, when we pursue spiritual things, these outward things, they are secondary to what is true on the inside.
而且这个大儿子他发现，他不仅注重他的服侍，他注重不违背父亲的命，他还说他因为做了这些，他好像没有得着他想要得着的东西。
And this older son says, though he esteemed what he's done in obeying the father's command and serving the father, but he felt that all that he's done, he didn't get what he deserved.
所以他对父亲说：“我做了这么多，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，让我和我的朋友一同快乐。”
So he says that I've done all this for you, but you did not give me a lamb that I may rejoice with my friends.
所以你会发现，在大儿子的心态中，他与父亲的关系不是在无条件的爱里面，似乎是在一种有条件的一种交易的心态。
As you discover that this son, his mindset of his relationship with father is what is not built on an unconditional love.But on a conditional basis of his performance.
甚至是一种功利主义的思想。
It's almost like a reward system mindset.
确实我们做陶主喜悦的事，我们的主会奖赏我们，会喜悦我们。
Indeed, when we do something that is pleasing to the Lord does bless us.
但这不应该是我们服事的动机。
But this is not the motivation by which we serve the Lord.
在儿子的关系里面，他服事父亲应该是出于爱的。
And from the perspective of a son, when he serves his father, that service needs to come out of love.
如果我们是在一种功利主义的思想里面，我们迟早会发现有一天我们做不下去了。
And if we are in the realm of a reward system as we serve the Lord, we'll soon come to discover one day that we cannot carry on.
就像我们上次我讲到的，很多的时候我们平常不祷告，但是为什么到期末考试的时候我们的祷告就很积极？
It's just like I said, a lot of times we don't pray, but when we come to our final exams, all of a sudden we're very fervent in prayer.
可能我自己成长的经历当中，有的时候我不敢不去聚会，不敢不祷告，并不是我急切的要来遇见神。
Just like I shared earlier, last week, that I dare not go to church, I dare not pray, but it is not because I personally want to come to the Lord.
有的时候是一种习惯，有的时候也是出于内心中的一种害怕。
Sometimes I find that I do these things out of ritual, out of a fear in my heart.
因为当我们在一种这样的一种思想里面的时候，其实我们对我们的父亲是奴仆的心的时候，圣经说就会害怕。
And the scripture says that when our attitude toward our father is one of a master, and we see ourselves as a slave, then fear sets within our hearts.
因为对于奴仆来讲，他就需要说，如果他做错了。可能会受惩罚。
Because as a servant, if he's done something wrong, then yes, he may be corrected and scolded.
而且他一旦如果得不着他想要希望得着的那个东西，他就会怀疑神的那个主人的信实，就觉得这个主人实在是一个难以讨好的主人。
So if this slave doesn't get rewarded or paid for what he has done, then he would trust, he would doubt the faithfulness of his master, or his master would be trustworthy.
所以这也是我们基督徒常常有的问题，对祷告到后来有一点失望了，就觉得好像我们祷告没有用。
Just as oftentimes we as Christians, we look at prayers the same way. We feel like prayer are useless. It doesn't work.
我们常常最多提到的问题是怎样祷告神才会听。
And a lot of times we hear a lot of people asking, how should I pray so that the Lord will hear?
所以原来我说可能这个背后有一点点的思想，也像这个大儿子一样，他希望得到那个山羊羔。
Perhaps some of these thoughts are the same as this older son, that his desire, his longing was for that lamb from his father.
在这个大儿子的身上，他不仅前面讲了这两点，他第三点又讲到说，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业。
But he also said that this other son of yours, this glutton, he has consumed your possessions.
我们会发现在这个大儿子的身上，他有很强的那种的 自义的 心态。
And this older son, you discover that in his heart, there's a sense of self-righteousness.
他自己以为他自己已经是一个非常好的儿子。
He see in himself, and he thought that he is a very excellent son.
其实在我们，我觉得基督徒有的时候，当我们一些属灵的事物，属灵的追求，虽然没有得着，但是我们听多了，好像觉得我们可能就是了。
And I think for us who are Christians, a lot of times we hear some things for very often to the point we think that we are what we've heard and we have become what we heard.
特别是当别人稍微夸奖我们几句的时候，那更坚信了，这个坚定了我们的信心，说我已经是了。
Particularly when somebody would praise us concerning the things that we long for, maybe we think that's who I am.
所以我们可能就会不知道我们里面真实的情形到底是什么。
And we are deceived in discovering what is the true condition inside of our hearts.
当时的法利赛人是这样。
And at the time of Jesus, the Pharisees were exactly the same.
当时这个大儿子是这样。
At the same time, this older son was the same.
原来我说今天我们基督徒常常也落到这个光景里面。
Forgive me for saying this, we as Christians oftentimes fall into the same trap.
可能我们听与神关系的道，可能我们听了一百遍都不止了。
We heard more than 100 times of our relationship with God.
久而久之，我们真的可能会有一种错觉，以为自己就是了。
And as these times progress, we have this erroneous thoughts that we think that we are and we have a relationship with God.
所以可能知道真的需要有一天雨淋水从风吹的时候，根基才会显露出来。
And until one day the storm comes into our lives and the foundation is revealed.
并且这个大儿子你会发现他不仅自己以为是了，他还来批判别人。
And this older son not only does he think that he is a good son, he's righteous, but he also condemns others.
他看到别人眼中的刺，却看不到自己眼中的梁木。
He sees a speck in others' eyes, but he did not see the plank in his own eyes.
所以刚才我讲了这么多，其实我会觉得这些的表现是大儿子的表现。
And I shared all this, and these are clear manifestations of this older son.
但有的时候也是当我们不管是第一代基督徒第二代基督徒，如果我们与神的关系没有那个真实的，我们可能会落到这样的一种，或者就是一种宗教主义的这样的一种思想的里面。
And regardless of whether we're first generation Christians or second generation Christians, if we're not careful, we will fall into the same mindset.
而不是与我们的主与我们的神有真实的关系。
And we do not have a true relationship with our Lord and our Savior.
在我们小的时候，我对我爸妈最常讲的话就是知道了，知道了。
And when I was younger, oftentimes I would say to my parents, I know, I know.
比如说我很小的时候就喜欢骑自行车。Bicycle.
Okay. Ever since I was young, I liked to ride a bicycle.
而且我骑得还蛮快的。
And I ride pretty fast.
后来又骑摩托车。
And then I rode a motorcycle.
也骑得蛮快的。
Wow, and I rode very fast as well.
基本上每次出门的时候，我爸妈都会说慢一点。
And every time I'm about to rush out the door, my parents would say, "Slow down."
所以我就说知道了，知道了。
And my classic phrase, "I know, I know."
但直到有一天，那个重重的摔了一跤。
Until one day, I had a hard fall.
整个膝盖的那个皮都破了。
And I scraped my knee up really, really bad.
而且是在夏天，整个暑假我都没有办法出去玩。
And so it was the middle of the summer. I couldn't, because of that injury, I couldn't really go out and play.
等到我好之后，我爸妈再跟我说慢一点。
And after I've healed, when my parents said to me again, "Slow down."
我说知道了。
And then I said, "I understand."
这个知道，跟后面的知道跟前面的知道显然是不一样的知道。
The second I know is quite different from the I know, in the beginning.
所以求神帮助我们，让我们和神之间的关系也不只是停留在外面的知识的知道。
And we pray that our understanding of our God is not just on the outward understanding,
而是真实的我们来经历它。
But in our hearts we truly experience it.
有一个猎人，他想要做年轻的猎人，他想要，所以他就去拜访或者去求教一个非常经验丰富的老猎人。
There was a young hunter, he wanted to learn from someone that was much more experienced, an older hunter from, of the experiences that he had.
而且这个老的猎人他特别擅长那个猎那个打那个熊。
And this older hunter, he is very, very excellent at hunting down bears.
所以当他去拜访他的时候，那个老猎人就毫不那个吝啬的就传授给他这些技巧。
So when this young hunter went to ask him for his skills, this older hunter was more than willing to teach him everything he knew.
他说其实非常简单。
And he said it's actually very easy.
因为那个熊很大，所以他藏身的那个洞一般也很大。
And so the bear is very big, so the hole that he dens in is also very big.
所以如果他的太阳太大的时候，白天他可能都会在里面睡觉。
And so when the sun is blazing, you find the bear is oftentimes in the shade sleeping.
所以你就去找那些洞，然后往里面拼命扔石头。
And so you go find this cave and then start throwing stones into that cave.
然后你用耳朵听。
And listen with your ear.
如果你因为熊被吵醒了，它很不高兴，就会发出呜呜的声音。
And when the bear is awoken and he doesn't like to be awake, and he'll go 呜呜。
Good. 然后这个时候你要做的呢，就在洞门口端好你的猎枪，等他出来的时候打他。
And so he says that at this very moment, sit still right in front of the cave and have your rifle ready for his exit.
而且因为那个熊刚出来，从暗道。亮呢，他的眼睛不适应，所以呢，你不用害怕，你就在洞门口端着枪就好了。因为他刚出来的时候，他根本什么都看不到。
And so because this bear is emerging from darkness into light, his eyes need some time to adjust. He can't see well, so don't be afraid. Stand right in front of the cave and have your rifle ready.
那个年轻人说：“原来这么简单，好，我就去做了。
”And the young hunter says, "This is so easy. All right, I'm going to go do it."
一个月之后
，a month later，
那个老猎人听说那个年轻人躺在医院里面。
And the old hunter heard that this young hunter is lying in the hospital.
而且伤得非常厉害，差点没命了。
And he was almost lost his life.
所以他就去看望他，问他你怎么会这样子。
So he went to visit the young hunter to ask him what happened.
所以那个年轻的猎人说，我照了所有你叫我做的事情。
So the young hunter says, I did everything you told me to do.
我也找到了一个很大的洞。
I found a big hole.
往里面扔石头。
I kept throwing rocks inside.
而且扔着扔着，我听里面很响的声音。
And I threw it to the point where I heard a very loud roar.
就是那种呜呜呜的声音。
That 呜呜呜 noise.
所以我就在洞门口端好猎枪等着。
And so I squatted down right in front of the cave and ready to shoot.
然后一辆火车开了出来。
And then a train came.
所以似乎是同样的方式。
Seemingly, it is exactly the same.
但是其实你会发现他没有抓到那个精髓。
But he did not discover the secret behind the lessons.
所以原谅我说，当我们讲到与神的关系的时候，对不起，我铺垫了这么多。
Forgive me for laying all this ground as I come to talk about our relationship with God.
因为我实在觉得有的时候我们自以为知道的实在不一定知道。
Because I think all the time we think we know, but we really don't know.
我们以为有的，其实很多的时候我们真的没有。
We think we have it, yet in reality we don't.
我们不要小看我刚才提到的大儿子所表现的这宗教主义的这些的表现。
Do not look lightly upon the second son, his concept of religion, of being a very religious.
你会发现他不仅与他的父亲的关系不好。
Not only did he not have a right relationship with his father.
他对父亲有怨恨，有生气。
He's angry. He hated his father.
并且他与他的兄弟关系也不好。
And his relationship with his brother was not good.
他说他不是说我这个兄弟，他父亲对他说是你这个兄弟，他却说你这个儿子。
And he did not call his brother. He said, "This is your son." Yet the father says, "This is your brother."
而且圣经中好像没有提到娼妓，他还添油加醋了一番。
And
那个 Go on. Okay.
然
后你会发现不仅他与他的兄弟的关系疏远。
Not only that is his relationship with his brother is falling away.
而且整一个就是一个不快乐的人。
And actually, he is not a person that is very happy.
其实我们会发现，当我们的主耶稣地上来，他讲他的大诫命的时候。
So when Jesus came and gave his great commandment,
其实他说在乎的无非就两件事情。
He only cared about two things.
第一，就是尽心尽力爱主你的神。
And love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, and mind.
也相反就是要爱人如此。
And at the same time, to love your neighbor as yourself.
一面是与神的关系。
On the one hand is your relationship with God.
一面是与人的关系。
And the other aspect is your relationship with man.
其实我们会发现在这个大儿子在外面好像什么都有，但他其实里面什么都没有。
And this older son, it seems like from the outward things that we can see, he has everything, but inwardly he has nothing.
似乎神所在乎的不可少的在他的里面其实都没有。
Well, what God cares about, the one thing that you cannot do without, it is absent in his heart.
所以与神的关系实在是那么的重要，是根本中的根本。
So our relationship with God is so important, it's the foundation of our foundation.
我们实在都很注重家庭的关系，所以我们教会还特别有家庭月。
So we care about our relationship as a family, so we have this month, a family month.
而且以前我们那个传福音发现有的时候如果是传福音还不一定来的很多，如果一个非常著名的教养孩子的专家来有个讲座，可能很多人就来了。
And we discover that at times when we have a gospel meeting, when we just share the gospel, a lot of times people don't come, but we have a very a good lecture concerning how to raise your kids, all of a sudden we get a big crowd.
因为我们知道家庭中最重要的关系一旦出了问题，这个家就没有平安。
And we know that this family unit, as soon as there's a problem with the unit, all of a sudden peace is gone.
不管是夫妻的关系还是与孩子的关系。
Brothers, relationship between husband and wives or between parent and children.
所以中国人才会说叫做家和万事兴。
And so the Chinese says that when the family is in harmony, then everything is fine.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
但是其实我们知道说为什么我们的生命当中有的时候就像这个大儿子一样缺少喜乐缺少平安，其实因为我们丢失了一个更重要的关系。
This older son lost a sense of joy and peace because he lost something that is far more important.
就是与神的关系。
Again, his relationship with God.
其实今天我们注重地上的人际关系，因为这个人际关系对我们来讲很真实。
And today we focus so much on our interpersonal relationship with the people around us because that seems very real.
但是其实我们从信心中知道与神的关系跟这个同样一样的真实。
But in our hearts, we know that our relationship with God is equally real with those around us.
今天我们每一个人都很渴求有一个好的，渴望有一个好的关系。
We all desire a great relationship.
但是我们不够渴望能够与神有一个好的关系。
But we don't have the same desire for a good relationship with God.
如果我们与我们最亲的人的关系出现了裂痕，出现了问题，我们可能会想尽一切办法去修复它。
If we have a problem with the relationship of those around us, maybe immediately we would try to come up with ways where we repair that relationship.
但是在我们的里面却没有这样的渴望来修复我们跟神之间的关系。
But we don't have the same urgency and the eagerness within our hearts when there's a problem with our relationship with God.
因为我们对于神的关系这件事情实在不够重视。
Because our notion or our concept of our relationship with God, we do not see it as very important.
实在求神开我们的眼睛，让我们认识这个关系是超越其他一些关系之上的。
May God open our eyes to understand that this relationship with Him surpasses all relationships.
如果这个关系不正常，下面所有的关系可能都会出问题。
If our relationship with God has a problem, then all other relationships will have issues.
圣经说以别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦一定加增的。
Anyone who replaces God, his sorrow shall increase.
如果我们不注重与神的关系，我们在地上难怪我们就没有得着神所应福音所应许给我们的喜乐、平安和祝福。
And so, because our relationship with God is broken, then we lost that peace and joy that the scriptures promised us.
所以，就像这个父亲提醒他的儿子一样
，just as his father reminded his son,
对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在。
”And he says, "My son, you are always with me."
我一切所有的都是你的。
All that I have, they are yours.
当我读到这节圣经的时候，虽然好像是一个比喻，是一个故事当中的一句话。
Yes, though these are words that came out of a parable that Jesus spoke about.
但其实你会发现，耶稣没有一句话是废话。
But nothing Jesus said are wasted.
每一句话都是那么的重要。
And every single word that he used, they are important.
这三句话里面就表达了我们与神关系中非常重要的三个点。
And so these three things that Jesus told in the story are three key points that we need to pay attention to.
第一个就是我们这个儿子的身份和地位。
Number one, we possess the position of a son.
第二个就是我们儿子的特权，也是我们得到的一个事实，就是我们的神他常与我们同在。
Secondly, the right of a son is that the father is always with him.
第三个就是我们父亲一切所有的都是我们的。
Thirdly, everything that our father has, they are ours.
你会发现在罗马书中，保罗也有同样的似乎是一致的这样的一个看见。
In Romans, we see that the Apostle Paul has the same understanding.
罗马书八章十五节到十七节里面。
Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 17.
我们非常熟悉的经文，但是实在是我们需要来值得我们注意的圣经。
And these verses we know well, but we need to pay attention to them.
我们一起来读十五节到十七节。
Verses 15 through 17.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心 同证我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我们看到十五节，他就讲到第一个就是儿子的这一个身份。
And we see in verse 15, the very first relationship that Paul mentions is that relationship of a son.
如果不是儿子，就是害怕。
If we are not sons, then we naturally would be afraid.
其实我们人正常的、一般的对神的反应，其实就是害怕。
And a lot of times, man's immediate and most natural response towards God is fear.
你会发现所有的宗教他们对神的那一个态度或者对神的那个认识就是那个害怕。
You discover in all world religions, the very key element of it is that element of fear.
如果我们有机会去、看到一些中国佛教的那些庙宇外面塑的像，你会发现都是很可怕的样子。
And if you have a chance to go to China and you go to some of these temples and you see the idols that are erected, the faces on these idols, they are fearful.
几乎所有的宗教对神的认识都是那一个降灾祸，那个赏善，就是做好事奖励你，做坏事就要惩罚你那样的一个。
And every world religion has this concept that they worship a god that will bless you if you do something good, and will curse you if you do something bad.
所以其实人正常对神的反应真的就是害怕。
So man's natural response towards God is one out of fear.
这个害怕从哪里来的
？Where did this fear come from？
如果我们想圣经，圣经第一个出现害怕这个词，大家有没有记得在哪里
？You guys remember where the word fear first emerged in scripture？
就是在伊甸园里面
I was in the Garden of Eden.
人犯罪之后
Right after man has sinned.
人对神的第一个反应就是害怕
A man's first response toward God is fear.
因为我们身上有罪
Because on us we have sinned.
但是今天我们的神改变了我们
But yes, the Lord God has changed us.
我们所受的已经是儿子的心
But we have now the heart of a son.
并且我们可以那么坦然无惧地称呼阿爸父。
And yet without fear, we may cry out, Abba Father.
所以这一个坦然无惧也是上一次我们、新人门训提到的只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座的面前。
And having no fear coming to the throne of grace.
在犹太人来讲称神为父是一个亵渎。
And for the Jews, to call their God Father is actually something that is very sacrilegious.
耶稣也因为是这样的罪名被钉在十字架上。
And because the way Jesus has addressed God as Father, for this very reason, he was crucified.
而且我们仔细读，我们会发现，我们读以赛亚书都讲到说，耶稣在审判的时候是默默无声。
And we see in the book of Isaiah, when Jesus was being tried, he was without words.
但是他唯一讲的话就是他承认说他是神的儿子。
And the only thing that he said and acknowledged was that he is the Son of God.
因为这件事情太重要了。
Because this one thing is so important.
不仅表明了他的身份。
Not only does it describe his position.
也是我们所有信他的人我们也与他一同得着这样的一个地位和身份。
And the same position that those who believe in him possess now.
所以今天是儿子的心，儿子就是在爱和自由的心里面来服侍神。
So the heart of a son is that he would serve God in love and in freedom.
儿子服侍是因为那个生命的关系在服侍神。
And the son serves is because of the life relationship he has with his father.
那 第二个方面，我们看到儿子的特权就是父亲常和他同在。
And again, secondly, we see that the right that the son possesses is that he always has the presence of his father.
我们知道我们的主耶稣他有一个名字就叫以马内利。
And we know Jesus bears the name of Emmanuel.
从神的名字中他就那么明显地告诉我们说他要与我们渴望与我们同在。
And from the name of Jesus we see that God desires that he would be with us.
这实在也是我们基督徒所得着的最大的福分。
And it's the greatest blessings we who are Christians that we possess.
但是很多的时候我们有的时候我觉得似乎人好像有一个共同点就是越重要的事我们常常越被忽略掉。
And I find that this is a common fault for all of us, that the more important the issue, the more we miss it and we neglect it.
可能我们出去一个朋友请我们吃一顿饭、啊、我们感谢得不得了。
And perhaps when we go out to dinner, I was under an invitation of a friend, and we're very thankful.
我们的妈妈天天为我们做饭好像我们没有那种感激。
And yet our moms cook for us every single day, we don't have the same sense of gratitude.
我们可能会这是一个老姊妹她讲的一句话让我一直印象非常深刻她说我们可能会为我们生活上得着的一些的神的祝福我们感恩
And this older sister once shared this with me, and I've always remembered that a lot of time we would be very thankful of God's blessings in our lives.
为我们找到一个好的学校感恩，为我们找到一个好的工作感恩。
When we have a good school, when we have a great job, we are very thankful.
但是有的时候，我们很少为我们所得到的救恩，我们的恩典的感恩程度，能够达得上我们得到一份好工作的那个感恩。
But yet sometimes our thankfulness concerning our salvation.Does not measure up to the blessings that we receive from God.
所以从这个父亲的口气中，我们阅读这句话，我觉得越读出来，这个父亲的不甘心，就说：“儿啊，你常和我同在。”
And so when I hear the words of this father, I feel that this father is aching and he longs to be with his son, and he reminds his son, "I am always with you."
因为在事实中，我们实在与神同在。
Because in reality, His presence is indeed with us.
就像罗马书刚才的八章十六节中讲到的，圣灵和我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Just as Romans 8:16 says that the Holy Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
好像神担心我们信不来。好像所以保罗一再用那么的强调的方式来让我们知道神的同在实在是一个事实。
As if God is worried that we have a difficulty in believing, so Paul has to keep emphasizing the importance of this notion.
所以不管是在我们的服事中，我们的生活中，我们实在要来在乎神的同在。
So whether it is being our services or in our everyday life, we need to care about God's presence.
似乎是抽象的，却是属灵中的实际。
It may seem like something that is hard, is very elusive,But it is very real in the spiritual realm.
可能有的时候我们享受读经、唱诗、那个祷告、那个享受那个种平安的过程。
Maybe we enjoy the presence and the process of reading scripture and prayer and the peace that we have as we're doing it.
但是其实我们注重外面的感觉，却忽略了注重最重要的，就是去在乎，去用信心来。那个敏锐地发现神的同在。
But oftentimes we care about that sense of peace as we're doing these things more so than the reality of the fact that God is with us.
在我的经历当中，我提到过，我生命当中有一段时间有一个很明显的改变，就是我从一些很基本的事情中来改变。
And I mentioned this last week that I discovered that there was a particular period in my life that was a great transformation.It is when I started to look at a lot of foundational things started all over from the very basics.
就是从最基本的，就是从祷告、从读经跟怎样唱诗歌开始学习。
And just from the aspect of how do I pray, how do I read the scriptures, and how do I sing and worship?
我常常提醒自己的一句话，有的时候我在 campus 年轻人，我也会提醒他们。我们真的知道我们在祷告什么吗？
And oftentimes I would ask myself, remind myself, and the brothers and sisters in the campus fellowship, that do we really know what we're praying for?
就像我们祷告说，神啊，求你光照我隐而未现的罪，我们真的知道在祷告什么吗？
And when we say, Oh God, reveal unto me all those hidden sins, do we really know what we're praying for?
我们有时候祷告说，主啊，我把一生交在你的手里，我们真的知道在祷告什么吗？
When we say, Oh God, I give you all my entire life into your hands, do we know what we're praying?
有的时候我们有很多圣经的经文在祷告，我们真的知道我们在祷告什么。
We're praying through a lot of the scriptures, but do we really know what we are praying?
这是我常常对自己的提醒。
And this is oftentimes a reminder for myself.
第二个我对自己的提醒是我到底在对谁祷告。
And secondly, I remind myself, who am I talking to? Who am I praying to?
因为我们人的一个天性的使然，我们会发现说我们在会中的祷告的方式可能跟我们回家的祷告方式是不一样的。
And we discovered the tendency, and we know that when we prayIn the midst of a congregation, in our private prayers, they seem different.
因为在这里多了一些观众。
Because here, there seems to be a greater audience.
但其实我们祷告的对象只有一个，就是我们的主。
But yet, whenever we pray, there's only but one audience, it is our Lord.
第三个我对自己常常的提醒，就是在祷告的时候，我们真的不是凭感觉，而在信心里的祷告。
And thirdly, I remind myself that when I pray, it is not based upon feelings, but by faith.
我从小到大，谈不上有怎样一个特殊的经历。
And since my youth, I can't really recollect anything that is extraordinary.
我也很感谢主，让我们可以很谦卑的，就是在这些最基本的功课上学习。
And I am at the same time very thankful that very humbly I can learn from these foundational truths.
但是我自己，我祷告的生活中有一个转折，就是那一天，当我真的在信心里面一再的强调，一再的对自己。好像是来说服自己，或者说让自己的信心中真的明白说，主现在就在这里， 就在听我祷告，我现在就跟主在一起，他每一句话他都听到。
And so I learned all those foundational points that I remind myself time and time again as I'm praying right now. In faith, I claim, Lord, you are with me, you are right here with me, and you hear what I say.
所以那一天我唯一一点点那么一点点算特别的经历，我发现那天晚上我的喜乐里面的喜乐停不下来。
And I discovered that one particular night that there's a joy inside of me that bubbles up and cannot be stopped.
因为那一天神的同在对我来讲变得更真实了一些。
Because that particular day the presence of God became more real.
后来我还试着去找那样的感觉。
And then I tried to look for similar feelings.
但是其实我自己也知道说其实不是在乎这个感觉，是在乎我们的信心。
But yet I know that it is not based upon these feelings that I gain, but by the faith that I possess before God.
但是这个经历对我印象非常的深刻。
But this experience left something that's very lasting in my mind.
就是神的同在实在是可以经历的。
That the presence of God can truly be experienced.
不只是说让我们有那样的特别的一些的感觉。
Not just because of those special feelings.
其实更是在信心里面，在真实里面，他就与我们同在。
But more so in faith, in reality, he is here.
所以让我们不管祷告，不管读经，不管唱诗，我们永远对自己有一个提醒，神在。
So no matter what we do, rather than be prayer, and reading the scriptures, and worship, we need to remind ourselves,God is here.
以马内利的神，他不离开我们，他一直与我们同在。
The God of Emmanuel will never depart from us. He is forever with us.
但是在我自己，如果我再退回去一点点讲
，And then if I go back a little further,
我刚才也提到过，可能我小时候我不觉得我自己是一个很乖的人。
And I think I mentioned that when I was younger, I didn't.In my own mind, I didn't think I was someone that was very obedient, good. Neither one of those.
Exactly. 然后因为我印象当中，我经常惹我爸妈生气。
And in my recollection, I often anger my parents.
They anger to me. Oh, okay.
Oh, they anger you. Oh. They upset me quite often.
而且对我自己来讲，我常常自己里面也有很多的责备。
And I actually have a lot of rebukes of myself.
因为我觉得好像我外面在人看来有一些好的表现，但是我知道里面的情形。
And on the outwardly, outwardly, when people look at me, it seems like I have very good works, but I know my true conditions inside.
所以有一次，我不知道什么原因，我又惹我爸爸生气了。
And I don't know one, for what particular reason I could not recall, but I angered my dad again.
而且那天他很生气。
And that day he was very angry.
而且就在晚饭时间，他碗筷一放不吃了，就跑到楼上去了。
And then I remember right at the dinner table, he would not eat, and he just went up to his own bedroom.
那天当我上楼经过他房间的时候，我听到我爸爸在为我祷告。
And that day, after the meal, I went upstairs and I passed his bedroom and I heard him praying for me.
而且我听到我父亲，痛哭地为我祷告。
And my father was weeping in prayer for me.
他为我祷告，让我可以变成一个更敬畏神的人。
He prayed that I would be a person that would revere God.
我虽然不太乖，但是我很爱我的爸妈，爸爸妈妈。
Though I know I was kind of naughty, but I really do love my parents.
所以那天我就心里晚上那个时候，我没有记错的话，应该可能读高一左右。我就那个时候晚上，我就那天晚上非常心里难过。
I was a freshman in high school. I remember that particular night, having experienced that, I was particularly sad.
所以那天晚上我自己回到房间，关上门，我也开始祷告。
So that night, as I entered into my room, I closed my door.And I began to pray.
我跟神说，主啊，我为什么会变成这样的一个人？
And so I asked the Lord, Lord, how did I become who I am?
为什么我这样的惹我父母亲的不高兴？
Why do I anger my parents all the time?
而且我自己也做一些事情，让我自己也不喜欢。
And I do things that I know that I don't take pleasure in it myself.
那天当我祷告的时候，我没有话讲了，我就开始读圣经。
And that day, I ran out of words as I was praying, so I went to God's words.
这个可能一般传道人都说不要这么做，但是那天我真的这么做了，我就随便打开圣经。
A lot of the preachers would tell us, don't do this, but that particular day I did it. I just opened my Bible.
那天我打开圣经， 读到那一段话就抓住了我的眼睛。
And I just flipped open the Bible and I came to this particular passage and that passage laid hold of me.
就是在雅歌书五章的雅歌书第五章。
Chapter 5. 雅歌or 雅歌。
雅歌 the Song of Songs.
Song of Songs.
Song of Songs.
Chapter 5.
所以那天他读到的那些经文里面圣经说我身睡卧我心却醒这是我良人的声音他敲门说我妹子我的佳偶我的鸽子我的完全人求你给我开门因为我的头满了露水我的头发被夜露滴湿我回答说我脱了衣裳怎能再穿上呢我洗了脚怎能再玷污呢我的良人从门孔里伸进手来我便因他动了心所以那天当我读到这段经文的时候
Which verses?
Chapter 5, verse 1 to 4
Chapter 5, Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1 through 4 And when I read these particular verses
我发现说我其实不仅是我的父母亲他们不高兴
And not only did I not anger my parents
我会发现说其实我的心门外还有一位主在敲门
And outside my heart, there's another person that's knocking
他一直在敲门
He keeps knocking
但是我却不愿意让他进来
And yet I would not let him in
虽然我已经是基督徒很多年了
And I've been a Christian for many years
但是我就是活在刚才我提到那种老旧那种宗教的一种情形里面
And I was tell you I live in the realm of religion and religiosity
在外面似乎有很多的表现但是我知道在我的里面跟神没有那个亲的关系我觉得我很枯燥我也觉得在神家中没有喜乐
I'm very performance based I have a lot of outward deeds that look pretty good but I don't have the true joy inside my heart
虽然我不是在理论中知道但是那一天我就觉得神光照我是发现说我们的主其实他一直希望进到我的里面来他一直希望在我的里住在我的里面来改变我来帮助我但是我却不愿意让他进来
And that particular night as I was coming to these verses I know that God is one who's knocking outside He desires to come in and transform my life Yet I would not let him in
所以那天晚上我印象当中非常深刻的我得救我在受洗之前得救那天晚上的祷告我流了很多的眼泪
And I remember that particular night right before I was baptized, when I came to the confirmation of my faith in Christ, I shed many tears.
但是那一天是我受洗之后，差不多好多年之后的另外一次让我印象中不会忘记的，就是那一天我就觉得主在我的心门外叩门，我没有为他开门。那一个在我里面的光照，让我没有办法在神的面前不流泪。
And that particular night, I remember so vividly since the day that I was baptized, that the Lord revealed to me that I have shut him out so long, and I could not but shed my tears before him.
我印象中也很深刻，从那一天开始，我没有一下子变好，但是我就觉得我的生命似乎经历了一个转折。
And I know that in my recollection that I didn't change all of a sudden overnight, but I know it was a turning point in my life.
因为就像我那一天就经历到这个父亲对大儿子的提醒说儿啊我常和你同在但是我们却忽略他
As if I've experienced the fact that the father said to the older son Son I am always with you yet I have neglected that
所以求神帮助我们
So I ask the Lord to help us
让我们真实的来在乎神的同在
That we truly care about his presence
当我们真的在乎他我们一定能经历到神的同在
And when we truly care about him then we will experience his presence
与神的同在与他的关系的建立他会注是我们一生中我们最应该来注意的来经营的一件事情
And the one thing that we need to focus on and build upon is our relationship with God and his presence
就像我开始提到的让我们不仅注重我们与夫妻的关系与孩子的关系让我们更注重我们与神之间的关系
Just like I mentioned that not only do we need to pay attention to our relationship with our spouse with our children but we also need to care about our relationship with God
让我们年轻人我们不仅渴求在地上拥有一个美好的爱情更是与我们的主耶稣有一个美好的爱情
And we as young people we pray that we don't only long for a romantic love relationship in this world but we have a love relationship with our God
而且如果我们与神之间的关系有裂痕让我们不惜一切代价我们要来修复它我们要来维护它
If there are wounds to the relationship that we have with our God then we pray that we would come find ways to heal those wounds.
因为神一切的祝福，一切的丰富，他一切的旨意， 都在他的同在里面。
Because all of God's blessings and all of His fullness is in His presence.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，你似乎一直那样的不甘心我们似乎不来察觉不来在乎你的同在
Lord, you care about our desire to know you and to know your presence
主啊你让我们真的在内心的深处来被你提醒让我们不甘心我们与你的关系是不冷不热的
And Lord, we pray that in our hearts we are reminded Oh Lord, that we would have this unwillingness that we are lukewarm with you
更不甘心我们与你之间的关系是千疮百孔的
And that we don't want to have just a broken relationship with full of holes
主耶稣你说我们转向你你就要转向我们
And so Lord you said that when we turn to you you will turn to us
不管是年轻人不管成年人主啊你都让我们更深的宝贝来经历你的同在
Regardless of our age Lord we pray that each and every one of us would treasure your presence
因为也因为与你的关系主啊来祝福我们的人生
And because of our relationship with you this life would be blessed
也来祝福我们与我们的最亲的亲人之间的关系
And bless all our relationship in this world
让我们里面的那个那个爱的容量因为有你在我们的里面我们可以源源不断的爱去爱别人
And the capacity of love would grow because of your love in us
主耶稣帮助我们
Lord Jesus help us
祝福我们每一个人
Bless every one of us
谢谢你奉主耶稣基督的名
We thank you in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.